Has it been a big challenge? I know you talked a little bit about this, but just kind of figuring out who like what the city government is in charge of or what their responsibilities are. And like you said, with the schools, the state, has it been kind of a feeling out process to figure out who's in charge of what or who's what's responsibility?
A little bit, yeah. It's a great question. It has been a challenge. I tell you, I'm thankful that in this community, all of those groups you just mentioned don't have any problem right at the outset getting together and saying, hey, this is uncharted waters. We feel like we need to make this decision, but, you know, definitely don't want to do it in a vacuum and want you to be involved in the front end of some of these discussions and help us think through, you know, what some of these impacts might be. And so, you know, all of those players you've mentioned have, at some point over the last couple of weeks, gotten together and at whatever stage we were in began talking about, you know, okay, what do we need to be doing right now? And then what do we need to be anticipating is going to be in play, as this moves forward? While ultimately on some of these things, you do need to identify where, some statutory authority rests or where, some clear responsibility rests, everybody is saying, hey, let's make some decisions that are where we include more than one voice at the table.
And Matt, you guys, you said you had a city commission meeting coming up. So what are some things that are going to be covered in that, and how much of it will be related to what we're dealing with right now?
Well, we actually had one yesterday, okay. Tuesday the 17th, and there was an update from the medical director of Finney County Health Department, and it was a presentation. It wasn't a business item. It was a presentation or an update, but it was a long one, and the commission had a lot of questions, and they covered a lot of material. Certainly, folks could visit our Facebook page or our YouTube channel and get a recording of that March 17th meeting, and it's near the front end of that meeting, and it's probably as comprehensive an update as you can get on what this means locally, and then also it should be replaying on cable channel 8 for Cox subscribers in the area over the next couple of weeks. Other than that, we don't have another commission meeting until April 7th. This is one of those, while we meet twice a month, and most months have just a little over four weeks, and so four Tuesdays. Occasionally the calendar rolls to where there's five Tuesdays, and this is one of those instances. So we actually do, as an organization, have a chance to hunker down a little bit from an internal workforce side, because our normal cycles of getting things ready for commission meetings and interacting with the public and those types of things, when we have those 3 weeks between meetings, there's a natural lull that occurs. Couple that with, everybody on voluntary lockdown, and things are pretty slow. And so we're putting in some continuity of operations and continuity of administration plans together, and we'll begin implementing those. I believe that later this week, those city buildings that haven't had access restricted to them will begin to have access restricted to them, and we'll try to keep all our operations open and the ability for folks to interact with us. But it just may be in a different fashion rather than just walk-in traffic unannounced. A lot more appointment-based, a lot more pushing stuff to phone calls and internet-based video conferencing and those types of things where we can for the short term.
All right, Garden City City Manager Matt Allen. Matt, good stuff as always, and we appreciate all the work that you and the rest of the city are putting into this thing.
Well, we thank you too, CD. Thanks for getting the word out.